Here's today's No Sweat News. Gear you up for Black Crowes tickets. The big show at the PNC Bank Arts Center.
Nice.
Coming up on September 18th for the Friday No Sweat News Quiz. That's exciting. Whole thing brought to you by Mattress Firm. Get a king for the price of a queen at Mattress Firm. Save $500 on top-rated brands like Sealy's and Sleepy's. Dateline your home office for story number one. Veterinarians are out with a warning to anyone who owns a cat. Apparently, your work from home schedule is stressing your cat out.
The cat needs some quiet time.
Exactly.
The cat needs to be by him or herself.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Of course.
Veterinarians are reporting
a social creature on the face of the planet Earth.
Reporting a record number of cat illnesses, and they think it's because so many owners are still working from home, and that change has screwed up the cat's daily schedule of napping and looking out the window.
Cat
and then
is
napping
pissed
at a different part of the house.
And you know, a cat's explore. And that they probably feel like they don't have, you know, with the human around,
yeah,
they can't be exploring the top of the cabinets and things like that.
Apparently, dogs are loving the fact that the owners are home so much, but not cats.
Yeah. Dogs
and so now
crazy.
They're rising. They're seeing all kinds of bladder problems, urinary tract infections, hair loss, weight loss.
Hair loss?
All stress-related because there's so much stuff going on in the house. So what they would suggest you do is, well, not leave the house. If you can't leave the house, they suggest make quiet zones for your cat to be in.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The things that people have to do for their cats.
Can we do that, please?
See, I feel like if you're a dog person, at least you're kind of in charge of the dog.
Mm.
When you're a cat person, the cats rule your life.
Cats are, they're in charge, no question about it.
So there it is.
Good luck, kitty cats.
I do feel bad that the cats are losing their hair. They sound like they're little feline George Costanzas over there.
Exactly.
I feel bad for them.
Well, here's a guy to feel bad for. 28-year-old guy in Pennsylvania was convinced that somebody had messed with a CD player in his car and that that gave that person who messed with a CD player in his car the ability to spy on him. That's right. He thought somebody was spying on him through the CD player in his car.
Bro, no one even has a CD player. Some of the younger generation don't even know how to work CD players.
Yeah, that's
true. No one's using it to spy on you.
It's quaint that you think you're important enough for someone to need to spy on you.
But not through a CD player.
Guess what? You think there was meth involved?
Oh, yes.
Yes, there was.
I do.
So this gentleman decided he couldn't trust the local police where he lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He had to drive 4 hours across the state to Punxsutawney, report the spying CD player to the police there in Punxsutawney.
Oh, okay.
Of course, he had his meth with him, so it didn't really work out well. And now this crazy story.
Bad.
I don't even know if it should be on the No Sweat News because Bethany Lyon has been all over TikTok talking about how she had breast reduction, but her boobs grew back.
Now that sounds paranormal.
2 years ago, she spent $10,000 to have them reduced. She was an E cup and she had them taken down to a C cup and everything was fine. She's a dancer. And not that kind, Dave. She's a singer and dancer.
Oh, like, because I thought it was that kind. I did.
Not that kind.
No, I thought it was, the good
and
kind.
She had them reduced because they were affecting her ability to perform.
What's this lady's name again?
In various.
No, for research.
Bethany.
Bethany?
Beth Annie and Bethany Lyon, L-Y-O-N.
L-Y-O-N.
She says Bethany just Lyon. A few months after she had them reduced, she realized my new bras are all tight and whatnot. And so now, just 2 years later, they have come back,
grown back
completely. So now she's an E-cup again, and she doesn't know what the hell to do about it.
Bethany Lyon.
So she's talking about it all on TikTok and whatnot, trying to get people to be aware that your breasts can grow back.
I'm not trying to be rude here. But maybe get off TikTok, join OnlyFans.
Well, there could be. Especially
no, but that is a weird story.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is...
They grew back.
It's like pornographic supernatural story. If Fox had a show, they'd call it the XXX Files.
Right.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. That one was good.
I like it. Too bad you had yesterday off. We missed out on that yesterday.
The XXX Files.
I like it. Her boobs grew back.
Yeah. It sounds like Scully and Mulder have a case where they have to investigate the great growing boob.
What we know from Mulder is he would be very interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We get Black Crowes tickets on Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.